You are now listening to episode 15 of the Big Bang Buzzcast. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And this week is the first of our character-centric episodes. Since it's the hiatus, some of the episodes that we're going to be doing is just talking about each of the characters in turn in depth. Just like their background and favorite moments with them and any other topics that may come up. So this week, to kick it off, we're talking about Leonard. At the end of last week's episode, we did a random list generator and put in all the characters, and Leonard came out on top for our first week. And we don't have any news for this week to talk about. So we're just jumping right into this character discussion. And to start it off, Nicole is going to talk about his background and all that good stuff that happened really before the show started.
Okay, so some of this I'm sure everybody knows. Some stuff you might have forgotten happened because I have a bunch of random facts on this, so I'm just going to go. Leonard has an IQ of 173. He was born in either May of 1979 or of 1980. He started working at Caltech in 2003, so I had guessed he was born in 1979, as that would have made him 24. And he says in the Cooper-Hofstadter polarization he got his doctorate when he was 24, so he could have gotten the job at Caltech after that. Though, from what I can remember, most websites list him as being born in 1980, since in 2010 he said, 12 years after high school, I'm still at the nerd table. I think that was in the alien parasite hypothesis. His parents are Beverly. She has several degrees. And anthropologist father, who's divorced from Beverly. They got divorced in season 3. We don't know his name. One of his grandfathers died when he was a kid, they said that in the peanut reaction. Another one of his grandmothers, we don't know if she's still around, but she did have Alzheimer's. And he has a deceased uncle named Floyd, which Leonard said in the maternal capacitance was the only happy memories he has of his childhood. Beverly did say, you know, when he asked what happened when Uncle Floyd died, she just said his heart stopped beating. Which at first that was just a joke, but I think we found out later that heart disease or some heart problem can run in Leonard's family, so that might be why Uncle Floyd kicked the bucket, but I don't know. In terms of siblings, Leonard has an older sister. She was 38 in season 4, I think, so she'd be 40 now. So she's a good 7-8 years older than Leonard. His brother is Michael. He's younger. Both of them are married. Both siblings are at the top of their field. His sister is doing research to cure cancer or AIDS or something, I don't remember. And his brother, I think, is a lawyer. His brother, I actually think, might be pretty close to even Sheldon's level of intellect, since he's younger and somehow managed to do a Lima Bean music experiment before Leonard did one. And Leonard did one when he was 8 years old. So, Michael was probably a little ahead of the game there, but he's not in the science field. Leonard started playing cello because of his parents' wishes, which had to have been sometime in middle or high school, because he mentions in the hamburger postulate that he was already in advanced placement classes when he started playing the cello, because his parents didn't think that was getting him beat up enough. And we know that the beat up part wasn't just a joke because of the Speckerman recurrence. He may have been considering a music career as a rapper with a healthy respect for the police, as we found out in season 6, but his parents discouraged him in that. And his last growth spurt was in the 8th grade, so he still has all his clothes from there. He's afraid of horses, and because of Howard and Bernadette's situation, he's qualified to marry people. He's lactose intolerant. He gets nauseous unless he sits in the front seat of a car, and even then it's iffy. And we know he's puked in the front seat of the car from the Fuzzy Boots corollary, where he puked on the guy on the bike. And he has sleep apnea, he can't eat melon or processed corn, and he's nearsighted. He never dated before high school because he says in the beta test initiation that Karen Berberick was his first girlfriend, though she never knew they were going out. And I feel like there was something else I'm going to say, but I'm going to spare the awkward pause and say that's all I got.
That sounded pretty good.
Thank you.
So, and then just kind of, I guess, something else to mention on his childhood, since he talked about, like, at Christmas, like, they didn't get presents, and they, like, had to write research papers, and what other holidays? Didn't they do that for other ones also?
I don't know. I don't know if he specified other holidays. I know he said specifically Christmas, and I know that they didn't celebrate birthdays because they don't consider that an achievement.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it came up for another holiday also. I don't know. But yeah, so poor guy really didn't have a fun childhood.
No, he didn't. It was very emotionally... He was emotionally neglected, and his mother never had a problem insulting him or being condescending toward him in public.
And he once built a hugging machine because
when he was 10, yes.
Because of that, which his father then borrowed.
Yes.
Do we want to go into now just favorite moments and lines and stuff with Leonard from throughout the seasons?
Sure.
Okay.
You can lead on this one because I did the background.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I really want to do this. Should we just go, like, all through mine and then all through yours, or do you kind of just want to, like, go back and forth?
Go all through yours first, because I don't know if I have enough or too many or whatever for us to go equally back and forth.
Okay. Also, I've just got a little bullet point list of things that, I literally just, like, scrolled through the episode list, and was kind of, like, typing out things that came to me or other random things that I thought of. And the first thing on my list is actually just hoodies in all caps. Because I really love Leonard's hoodies. And just, like, because, you know, like, a lot of people pay attention to Sheldon's shirts, but I feel like I pay more attention to Leonard's hoodies. And like, oh, like, he's wearing that hoodie, and, like, recognizing which ones he wears more. And at one point I actually started, like, I was making screen caps, trying to, like, keep track of all of his different hoodies and which ones he wore in which episodes to see, like, which one he actually wore the most. But those were all on my old laptop, and I never got around to starting that again, because I was just discouraged with all of the ones that I'd have to do all over. But that's, like, eventually something that I do want to eventually restart and try to do, is just, like, a massive pick spam of all of Leonard's hoodies.
My favorite Leonard hoodie is the gray and black one that he was wearing. I feel like he was wearing it the scene where he found out about Penny and Stuart's date in the classified materials turbulence in the comic book store. I think he was wearing it then. Mm-hmm. And he just looks so huggable in it. So I just really like it. That's my favorite one. Whenever he's wearing it, I'm like, oh, you're wearing that one. End fangirl moment.
There's one that he has that always seems to stand out to me. It's like purple and it has black stripes on it. That I just really like that one for some random reason. But yeah, he's got a lot of awesome hoodies, and it's just fun to see the different designs and colors and stuff. And then right below that, I wrote, aw, the pet store, which came up last week in our season 2 discussion. But that's just one of my favorite lines, like I said, that always makes me laugh. And actually, I didn't have this written down, but as I was saying that one, I thought of, I was just rewatching the Adhesive Duck Deficiency the other night because it was on as a rerun. And, the scenes with Leonard and Raj and Howard when they're out in the desert, I love so much of those with Leonard. Well, first of all, when he's like, the earth, like, I can feel it moving. And he's like, it's going too fast, make it stop. And just, like, his facial reactions and everything with that. And then later, when they're, digging through the ice chest and looking for food, and his line, like, that's what he, or when they're looking, like, is there any more, like, beef jerky or whatever? And he's like, that's what he used to eat the pudding, remember? And just, like, his delivery on a lot of the lines and that, like, are some of the ones that always make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I have written down then, in the Peanut reaction, I really like, the scene where he's playing the video game and when Howard's trying to, like, get him to leave or get his attention or whatever to get out so they can set up for the party. Like, Leonard's just little, like, side comments and things to himself as he's playing the game. Like, oh, you little, and, like, I don't know, but that's just really cute. All his little things going on there on the side. I have then in the Hofstadter isotope, which is also something that came up last week, but just his, like, little happy dance once he, like, leaves the comic book store and he, like, jumps up in the air.
Love that so much, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite gifts, just, like, Leonard, like, his jump there just to watch over and over. And then I have, well, I love just that he plays the cello to start with, and it's made awesome by the fact that Johnny himself plays the cello, so he's, like, actually playing it. But mm-hmm. I loved, his little apology song to Penny when he was,
yes, sorry, that was so Alex adorable.
Me. Yeah. And, like, the ending, I'd no idea I'm cute, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah. So I loved that. I loved in, I didn't write down them, blanking on the episode title, but the one with where Howard's being, like, his background by the FBI for whatever project he's trying to do, and then Leonard's, his thing about being more confident, how he, like, whips off his glasses, and he's like, you pop, sparkle, and buzzy electric. I just really love that, and that was, like, one of my favorite things. And that's another thing, I loved all the gifts that came out right after that episode, of him just, like, whipping his glasses off, and then how he, like, put, like, the end of the glasses, the arms of the glasses, like, in his mouth, just the corner, and mm-hmm. just everything he was doing with that. A really, like, random small little thing I loved in the 21-second, what's the last word in that title?
Excitation, or however you pronounce it.
21-second excitation?
Excitation.
I think that's
okay.
It.
Okay. I have no idea. That's always been the confusing one for me.
Yeah, I think that's it. When they're waiting in line to see the movie, I love how Leonard's reading Eat, Pray, Love. And this is kind of like a Leonard Penny thing, but just the fact that Leonard, like, because earlier in the episode, Penny was talking about that book and how, like, because Leonard couldn't believe that Penny had never seen Indiana Jones, and she was like, I can't believe you've never read Eat, Pray, Love. So just the fact, like, it's not, like, brought attention to or brought up really, like, mentioned, like, they don't mention it in any of the characters, but just the fact that Leonard's, like, there in the background and he's reading it, it just made me really love him for that. And I have down when, in the boyfriend complexity, I love, like, all of the teasing that, like, he does, like, with Penny and how he's just kind of, like, more confident in that episode. And especially, like, when she goes over and she asks him, like, do you know what I've been doing for the past half hour or so or whatever she says? He's all, dreamily dooting Mrs. Leonard Hofstadter in a notebook?
And Mrs. Penny says, Hofstadter.
Huh? Mrs. Huh?
You what? Said Mrs. Leonard Hofstadter.
Yeah, isn't that the line?
No, it's Mrs. Penny Hofstadter.
I'm pretty sure it's Mrs. Leonard Hofstadter.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I just copied it over from a transcript site, but I'm pretty sure that's what the line is, Mrs. Leonard Hofstadter.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that because I do not remember that.
Yeah. But whichever way, like, just like how he says that, and then Penny says, like, no, like, listening to her dad go on and on about him, and Leonard's line, like, you gotta admit, I am delightful.
Yeah.
And then I've got, in the episode, the love car displacement, in the panel scene at the very end with all of them involved, when is it Bernadette that says, like, oh, Penny, Glenn, that's Penny, or whoever, like, introduces them, like, across the room, how Leonard just, like, stands up and yells no. Like, the episode itself, like, is just one of my favorites, and that panel scene is, like, one of my favorite, like, scenes of the whole series, and, like, everyone has amazing stuff in that, and I was laughing so hard. But Leonard's no at the end is just, like, icing on the top of the cake, and I laughed so hard at that, like, harder than I've laughed at almost anything else, I think, in the show. And then I've got down the pulled groin excitation. I just really love, like, all the stuff that Leonard has with Amy in that episode, since it's a, like, parent dynamic that we don't really get to see a lot of. So, like, the opening scenes where he's just really, like, confused on why she's still there and stuff. And he's got a lot of awesome, really awesome, like, facial expressions in that scene as well. And just in general, like, how, like, Leonard slash Johnny will just, like, lift an eyebrow or, like, give someone a look is amazing, and he can do, like, so much, like, without really having to say anything. But, so, I wrote that down for, like, the opening scene, and then also, I really like the scene that they have later when they're actually at the wedding, and then how they finally dance at the end.
That was awesome. What did you say that episode was called?
The Pulled Groin. I have Pulled Groin Excitation, but I'm not sure if that's right now.
I think that's Extrapolation.
I don't know where I wrote that down.
I'll give you Mrs. Leonard Hofstadter, but it's Extrapolation.
Pulled Groin Extrapolation.
So I remember that crazy excitation word I can never pronounce. It's only been twice. Maybe three times. No, twice.
Twice.
Lunar and 21 second. Yes, Extrapolation.
Okay, so that was Pulled Groin. And then my last little random note is from the werewolf transformation. When they, like, find Sheldon asleep. And then Leonard just bangs on the bongos. He's like, Sheldon liked to sleep. Well, Leonard play the bongo. And Amy says, like, oh, that wasn't called for. And he's like, no, it was called for. just, that is amazing.
Yeah, I had that one on my list, too.
Yeah, so those were just, like I said, those were, like, just random moments that, like, I thought of as I was, like, skimming through all the episodes, but I'm sure I could, like, probably, like, if I had time to go through all of them, I could just talk forever about all my favorite little scenes with him, but, that's, like, the gist of it, and those are some of the top ones that I was able to think of.
Okay. So mine, I had a couple that you had. I had his no from Love Car. I had that last one, and I had the Aw the Pet Store, because if that's not awesome, if you don't think that's awesome, I don't understand. And then I kind of liked to, it goes along with his Aw the Pet Store, like when in the, I think I mentioned this last week when Penny said it was Junior Rodeo on, and then he's like, oh, not Junior Rodeo. So he just has this, like, consistent reaction when he's, like, upset about something. And, of course, in the pilot, I liked his Our Babies Will Be Smart and Beautiful. Not just for the Leonard Penny, though, because back, like, you know, I almost started watching this show, like, 10 times before I actually did, and before I even knew what this show was, like, when they were doing the promotion for, like, the pilot, before it even, you know, officially aired, you know, I'm at my computer, and my dad's, like, laughing at something, and I go, what are you laughing at? And he's like, oh, there was this commercial for this show that's going to be on, and this guy looks at this girl and says, our babies will be smart and beautiful, and then his friends, like, not to mention imaginary, and I thought that was, like, so funny, but I didn't even know what show that was for. And I didn't realize until, like, halfway through season 2 when I finally watched season 1 and I watched the pilot and I'm like, oh my god! And I, like, remembered that conversation with my dad. So it's kind of funny that, like, that was technically my first introduction to that show and it was, like, about, like, my OTP.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it beyond the Leonard and Penny thing just because that was, like, the first thing. And then, okay, some other lines I liked. I liked in the Fuzzy Boots corollary, just, like, his delivery on the line, like, when him and Penny are at the restaurant, and she's just like, so, what's new in physics? And he just looks at her like she's crazy, and it's just, like, nothing. So I always laughed at that, just because he's like, no, like, there's definitely not anything. And that was like a really obvious answer to him. And then in The Luminous Fish Effect, when Mrs. Cooper said they made a cute couple, and he's like, no, we're not a couple, we're singles. Two singles, like those individually wrapped slices of cheese that are friends. And when he started comparing them to individually wrapped slices of cheese, my sister says to me, I'm going to start comparing all my platonic relationships to individually wrapped slices of cheese, because that's awesome. And then, these aren't in order, but I liked in the Middle Earth paradigm when Penny asked, why can't all guys be like you? And he says, if all guys were like me, the human race couldn't survive. And then in, this isn't something he said, but I really like, all of these involve Penny. I fail so bad. In the bat jar conjecture, when Sheldon gave the answer to the first question in the practice round, and Leonard's like, I knew that too, and Penny's just like, good for you, sweetie, and then he's got like this big grin on his face, because he like didn't get that that wasn't, I don't want to say condescending, but she was just like, yeah, I don't really care if you knew that too, but he was just like so proud that she like believed him. And then I liked, jumping to season 5, probably something that makes me laugh the most, like, your thing with him in Love Car, like, is in the beta test initiation when he's looking at her list for him, and he goes, can you be more specific as to how my eyebrows are stupid? And then he turns it over and he's like, no, never mind, it's right here. But I'm just like, oh, just on her list, bunch of actual bullet points, and then your eyebrows are stupid.
I thought it was funny that, like, she wrote her eyebrows are stupid, because, like, what I was saying about, like, how he can do so much with just, like, a look, and his eyebrows are such a big part of that.
I know.
I love his eyebrows.
Penny must not like those looks.
Apparently not.
Okay, and then I like in the Griffin equivalency when Sheldon says, you know, I often forget other people have limitations. It's so sad. And Howard goes, he can feel sadness. And Leonard says, not really. It's what you and I would call condescension. and then, again, just on the delivery, when Leonard in the bat jar conjecture, and he's like, Leslie, I have a question for you. And it might be a little awkward given, you know, that, and Howard's like, hit that thing. And Leslie goes, Leonard, there's no reason to feel uncomfortable just because we've seen each other's faces and naked bodies contorted in the sweet agony of coitus. And Leonard goes, there's not, gee, because it sure sounds like there should be. I always laugh super hard at that one, too. And then I had a couple more. And then we talked about it last week, but his line about, you had your chance to be we for like a year and a half now. Right now you are you and you are screwed.
Yes.
And then I love that one. And then, on that note, I also liked him explaining to Sheldon about Amy wanting him to meet his mom by the inclined plane attached to another object wrapped helically around an axis. A lot of people quote that all the time, but I get the impression that when people quote it, they're like crediting Sheldon for it, but it was Leonard that said it first. And then the last one I had was, I think it was in the cruciferous vegetable amplification when Sheldon asks how he's statistically most likely to die, and Leonard's like, at the hands of your roommate, and Sheldon's like, an accident, and Leonard's like, that's how I'm gonna make it look.
Yeah.
One more. And then, this again was just on Johnny's delivery of it, in the decoupling fluctuation when Sheldon was giving him the Transformers metaphor, and then Leonard says, the guy who seems like an emotionless robot is you, but your relationship with Amy is causing you to transform into a red-blooded man with sexual desires. And just, like, the look on his face when he was saying that, that always makes me laugh, too. So, those are my favorite Leonard quotes. But like you, if I had time to go through the transcripts instead of completely copying and pasting a couple quotes 5 minutes before we started, because we're busy people, we could probably do an entire podcast just on Leonard's quotes.
Yeah.
So then, I know you said you'd kind of grouped him in, but I had, like, at the end, like, my favorite, like, things he's done moment-wise instead of just quotes. So I had the happy dance, which you mentioned. I also liked him going over and telling Penny that she needed to apologize to Howard. I know it was partly because he needed the, Monty to start working again, but, you know, he is friends with Howard, so I did like that he was kind of the mediator in that sense. And he also was the mediator in the Penny Pinata polarization when he gave Penny Mrs. Cooper's phone number. And then Johnny talked about it more in depth in their Hollywood Reporter article, but I liked him, you know, telling Penny that she could be the one to propose to him, not just because I've always wanted Penny to be the one to do it, but what Johnny was saying about how he was, like, taking the pressure off her. I thought that was really great. And then one that I really, really liked was in the friendship contraction at the end when he told Sheldon, like, I'll take you to the dentist, I'll do all this stuff, but I don't want it to be because it's in, like, a contract. So that was like a, you know, friends do friends favors, and I don't want it to be an obligation. I want it to be, like, something that I want to do. So those are just kind of my top Leonard moments that really didn't fit into a single line.
Okay.
So now we can talk about his relationships.
Okay, and shall we just go chronologically, like the main ones that we the ones that we know of?
Yeah.
Okay, so starting back, basically you've got Joyce Kim, who was just like a she was just like kind of like a one-off joke in the pilot. And then was she even, like, mentioned again until the staircase implementation?
Yeah, she was mentioned in season 2 when they, and when they were talking about his relationship with Stephanie, they said he had 27 days with Joyce Kim, 2 booty calls with Leslie Winkle, 1 date with Penny, so his relationship with Stephanie should have flamed out in, like, 5 minutes. But that was the only other mention.
Though then, yeah, that mention does kind of possibly contradict what the flashback stuff in 21 Staircase implementation, just because that it's like he meets her like the same day and he's bringing her. Well, I guess we don't know how much time there necessarily was between when he met her and then when the elevator exploded, because he was going to show her that stuff, do we?
Yeah, I was assuming that a little bit of time passed at least, but it's also possible that it was a little shorter than that, and he just kind of told Howard and Raj that it was 27 days, but I feel like Sheldon would have contradicted that if it wasn't. So I'm guessing that was a 27-day period. Because I don't think Leonard would have said in the pilot, like, I broke up with her if it was just a one-night stand. Because you don't break up with one-night stands, you go home.
Maybe that's what I was thinking, there is a weird contradiction. How he said he broke up with her. Well, no, because then Sheldon did say, like, you didn't break up, she affected North Korea. And then, so I don't know. But yeah, so there was that, which we basically saw in that flashback episode. We saw her briefly, but she was just trying to get more information about the project that he was working on.
Yeah.
So then after Joyce Kim, basically he goes on the date with Penny in season 1, but then that doesn't lead to anything at that point. And then there's Stephanie in season 2.
Are we skipping Leslie?
Leslie. I forgot about Leslie.
Leslie was pretty much just a sexual relationship. I did find it kind of similar in a little way to both Shamey and Leonard Penny, just in a very basic sense, because their first kiss was the whole experiment, really controlled environment, like, they defined parameters before it happened, and then they had, like, an assessment at the end. So that kind of reminded me a little bit of Shamey, just with how they always have a scientific way of going about it. I am not comparing Leonard and Leslie to Sheldon and Amy in any other way, but just in the sense that, like, at the beginning, you know, when he dated another scientist, like, they did have, like, more of that type of thing going on. And when they went out on, you know, their dates in season 2, you know, she had strict parameters for that, too. And just slightly in the way it reminded me of Leonard and Penny, not in a real specific sense, just in the sense that when Leonard and Penny went out for the second time, they had the whole beta test, which was a scientific computer type, you know, reference. And again, with Leonard and Leslie, they always had, like, specific frameworks that they worked within. So, I didn't really see any of that with Priya or Stephanie, so, I just thought that was kind of interesting that Leslie and him kind of had some similar aspects as those other two relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know there are some people who really liked Leonard and Leslie, but I feel like a lot of that is coming off of how they played characters on Roseanne that were together and then eventually married. But, like, some of Leonard's other relationships, I can kind of be, like, enjoy parts or scenes and stuff with them. But, like, Leonard and Leslie, on the whole, it never really something that I felt like I was, like, I could get behind this if it were to, like, go further.
I was endlessly amused by it, but I didn't, like, ship it. I did, like, how in the hamburger postulate, like, she had to flat out come out and say, "I'm seducing you," which kind of defeats the point. But it amused me a lot. Another, this is another Leonard line that I liked, just when, you know, they were like, okay, like, we're going to hook up, and they just kind of decided that, and then they were just sitting there, and then Leonard's like, "Did you want to start now?" But yeah, I was really amused. It made me laugh a lot, especially with her little flirtatious "call me" and how she understood what he was trying to do by kissing her in front of Penny and Eric, and how she's just like, "That's not going to make your point." So they made me laugh a lot, but I never shipped it, and I kind of, you know, you could kind of know it wasn't really going anywhere.
Yeah. So then after Leslie, then we get to Stephanie, right?
Yep.
Stephanie and Leonard, I wasn't really much of a fan of her either. Well, it's not like I'm huge fans of any of his girlfriends, but at least with, like, Priya, there were things that I did like about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with Stephanie, it kind of felt like it was just a lot about, like, the sex also with them. And, like, was there much that they had in common other than, like, her being, like, a doctor and, like, sort of science or just intellect? I don't know.
Not really. Side note, she was in a Roseanne episode, wasn't she? Sarah Rue.
I don't know. She might have been.
I feel like I saw a poll sometime that said, like, what actress from Roseanne did Johnny Galecki date in real life? Mm-hmm. And it was, like, Lori, Sarah, and, well, both Sarahs, Rue and Gilbert. So, I assume Google that this. All... I'm sure that... I think that, like, I would assume that, like, all of them in the poll, like, were actually on an episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she played a teenage Roseanne in a 1992 Halloween episode.
Okay. They get lots of Roseanne people on the show. Yes, so, but no, I don't know that they really had all that much in common, but they did, there was a lot of scenes of them, like, talking and going out places. So it's not like, I feel like, with the exception of, like, the Vardabedian conundrum, and I mean, I suppose she's only in three episodes, so I'm really talking about the white asparagus triangulation, but at least until their relationship had problems, like, they were going out, they were doing stuff, and I think that, given the amount of time she was on screen, I think they had a lower percentage of bed scenes than Leonard and Penny did in the season three relationship. Because I think we really only saw them in bed, like, actually in bed the one time. So they did go out places, so they clearly, like, could have a conversation. Like, it wasn't as much of a booty call thing as, like, the awkward Leonard and Leslie dinners. Mm-hmm. Like, how many children should we have? Like, all that. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think part of why, I didn't necessarily like that relationship a lot was just how, like, it started in general, how, I don't know, not that Howard really had, like, a,
relationship?
Yeah, like, a relationship or to start with, but I guess how, like, I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that either. One thing to note about Stephanie's relationship was it was the first time that Leonard had a relationship where he was the less enthusiastic one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't date Penny before Stephanie. I mean, I guess he did go out on the one date, but he was into her before she was into him. Going all the way back to Joyce Kim, she was using him. Leslie just wanted sex. The first two times him and Priya hooked up, which were before the show started or very early on, you know, she didn't want a relationship either. And then in this case, this might actually be the first time that Leonard actually broke up with somebody. Because Karen Berbrook doesn't count because that wasn't like an actual relationship. But it was the first time that we saw him. I mean, he did express to Penny, "I'm afraid she'll dump me," but that ended up being something that he was willing to, a chance he was willing to take. Whereas yeah. I couldn't see him, like with Penny, I couldn't see him being like, "Oh, I'm afraid if I'll do this, she'll dump me," and then him actually doing it.
And then the, like, what you mentioned, like, assuming that he broke up with her, because we never actually see how it ended. She's just,
yeah, she just sort of vanishes.
Yeah, there one episode, and then she's gone the next.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed that Stephanie, both when it happened and in retrospect, that she turned out to be such, like, a clingy, kind of almost weak character, even though she could deal with Sheldon, but, like, in a relationship-wise, because I really like Sarah Rue. Like, I watched Less Than Perfect, and she was on that. And then I watched Rules of Engagement, which that just ended. But she was in, like, the last season or two. And so I was really happy to see her on that, because I've always really liked her. But she had a weakish sort of character on Big Bang, which is kind of disappointing for me, because I do really like her. But I did like how she was able to deal with Sheldon.
Yeah. And then, so then moving on from Stephanie. Names right. Moving on from Stephanie. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm sorry. Basically after Stephanie is in when he dates Penny in season 3. Which
we'll discuss in our season 3 session, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, we can go into that more then. We're not really going to get in depth with Leonard and Penny this week, just because we've talked so much about the relationship in other podcasts and discussions and stuff. But yeah, so there's Penny in season 3, and then Priya in season 4, which Priya first showed up in the
Irish pub formulation.
Yes, Irish pub. At the beginning of the season, and then she shows back up for, I believe it's the last 7 episodes of season 4. And then she's kind of part there for the start of season 5.
Yeah, she showed up again in episode 16 of season 4, so I think that's the last 8, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Because they had 24 in season 4, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you want to go?
No. I was just going to say that we have mentioned Priya's, their relationship a little bit in a question we've had previously, I think. Because we talked about how we didn't like her, but we liked, like, her role in the show.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
I don't remember what the question was, but I know we've talked about her a little bit.
Yeah, Priya, well, like how I was saying, kind of with Leonard's other relationship so far, there wasn't really a whole lot in the relationship I liked. Like, with Priya, there were parts, I feel like where I liked her more, or I kind of liked just them together. I know, at the start of, or, well, in general for most of, is it the contract something, where they're, like, looking at the, like Sheldon.
The agreement dissection?
Agreement dissection. I liked her a lot through most of that. I feel like there's, like, in the beginning of that episode, something like when they, like, walk into the kitchen together or something, like, I remember thinking that they, like, looked really cute together at that point. And then just, like, her, like, going through the contract. And then I love Leonard's little, like, school.
License to practice law in 3 countries and your face.
And your face. Yeah, all of Leonard's, like, comments in that, that should have been in my I Love Leonard Here, list. But, like, I love Priya through, like, a lot of that episode, I remember. But then at the very end, when Sheldon, gives him, like, the ultimatum, to like agree to the changes or whatever. And but Priya, how basically she told Leonard like, okay, like do this or we're breaking up. That was the moment where I was like, okay, I don't like you again, Priya. Like, or I don't like what you're doing right now. So yeah, she definitely had her ups and downs, but she had more ups, I feel like, than the others, but then we did see a lot more of her than the others, so the writers had more room to do different things with her.
Yeah. She and Leonard kind of had a controversial relationship within the fandom, just because she was Raja's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that whole, you know, did he actually, you know, he broke that pact that he wouldn't hit on her, which technically we don't know if he did, because we saw in the Irish pub formulation that she kissed him first, so technically he didn't hit on her, but we don't know how that started. And then there was the whole, should he have been dating Raj's sister, and Raj was pulling out the whole Hindu custom thing. But of course, as Priya pointed out, you know, Raj doesn't follow all of that either. And, in terms of, you know, should he date a sibling, you know, Raj was gonna date Missy. You know, that's just another sense of Raj doing as it suits him. Mm-hmm. Which is nothing against Raj. Everyone has those faults. Everybody, you know, everybody gets harder when it's yourself to, like, see, you know, that you're doing the same stuff that you're telling other people not to do. So I don't really think that it was meant to be all that controversial with the writers. I think it was just Raj getting upset, that's my sister, and there was, like, an understandable conflict there. But I felt like both sides of the fandom kind of got a little opinionated on that sense. Either Leonard is a complete horrible person and he should die because he dated Raj's sister, or Raj didn't do a single thing wrong, stop hating on him, which I fall way more on that category. But I really don't think that the writers intended it to be like this huge debate over whether that was right or not. Though I personally don't think there was anything wrong with it, just because, you know, Raj was willing to date Missy, you know, Priya, you know, Leonard always wanted to be in a relationship with her, but she rejected him, and then, she, you know, when they decided to get together, you know, it's not like she was this young, naive person, like, they were two completely conscious, consenting adults, and I don't really see what the problem was with that, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I remember there being, like, some comments about how, like, Leonard shouldn't have been dating, like, his sister, and then, like, I feel like that was brought up a lot during, like, during the hiatus when people were talking about also, like, Penny and Raj and whether or not they should have, like, been together and if he was going against Leonard, and then people bringing up how Leonard was with his sister. But, like, Leonard dating Priya, like, I agree with you, that was never something that I felt like was wrong or that Leonard should be judged for, but I also don't necessarily, I don't know, I don't remember it being that big of an issue, unless it maybe was just blown up more during the hiatus, like I said, with the back and forth.
It was a pretty big discussion, I think, right when the cohabitation formulation aired, and then it was a big discussion topic over the summer. It kind of became hot button because of, you know, the Raj and Penny thing.
Yeah, I feel like in context with the Raj and Penny, or just, like, that whole, it did, it, like, it came up a lot. Not necessarily, though, like, before, like, when the season was still airing, but, yeah, after and during the hiatus.
Yeah, which I actually had some people say to me, well, you know, if you think Leonard had the right to date Priya, did Raj have the right to sleep with Penny? And I think they were hoping to catch me in a hypocritical stance there, but my feelings on that were obviously I wasn't happy about it, but, you know, Raj is a single person, Penny's a single person, like, they can do what they want.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have an issue with Raj and Penny, but that was definitely a case of how with, you know, crack shipping, like, you want something, but you actually don't really want it to happen, you just, like, thinking about it, because I crack ship Raj and Penny so hard, but when that happened, I was just like, no, 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 this is a crack ship. This does not actually occur. But I certainly think, I don't think there was any betrayal on Raj's part there. I can definitely understand why Leonard, you know, may have felt upset, but it wasn't, you know, I'm glad that there wasn't, like, a huge deal made about it on Leonard's end. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that would have been right.
Yeah, and then, just in general with Priya, like, we talked about before, like, we don't necessarily like her as a whole, We like the role that she played, like, plot-wise in general, kind of, like, with what it did with Leonard and Penny, even if we don't necessarily like her character as a character, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I actually did like her in her first appearance, partly because of her whole diving behind the couch. Like, I was kind of like, oh, you're really awesome. But I stopped really liking her when she'd had the whole, you know, you have to completely stop seeing Penny.
Yeah, that was
cool. I didn't like that, but at the same time, like, she wasn't unjustified in being upset that they were hanging out. You know, it's not like, you know, she was freaking out, like, oh, you can't hang out with, like, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was specifically Penny, and I don't think that if, you know, Leonard and Leslie had still worked together or something like that, like, I don't think Priya would have been as threatened. So, I was upset with her because I'm like, you know, how dare you, and what really upset me the most, though, about Priya saying Penny couldn't be there was Penny wasn't there for Howard and Bernadette getting engaged when she was the one that set them up.
Yes, I was just thinking.
And how Howard, you know, when he proposed, he said, I can't think of a better time to do this than when I'm with all my friends. And that just ruined the entire scene for me because I'm like, no, Howard, all your friends aren't here. Penny's not here, and that one is.
Mm-hmm.
So that was upset me the most, not so much a Leonard and Penny specific thing, because at that point I'm like, well, Priya, you're right. Like, it is bad when they spend time together. If anybody wants to date one of them, you kind of need to have them be apart, because when they're together for an extended period of time, you can't hide their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So what really just upset me was just because of the implications it had and how she had to find out that Howard proposed via text. Like, Bernadette couldn't go across the hall and tell her. So, yeah, that made me upset. And just how, like, whenever there were scenes, like, with them in the apartment, you know, after Penny was, like, banished, I was just thinking, like, Penny would be here right now. And she could be sitting over there in 4B thinking about how she'd be over there hanging out with her friends right now if it wasn't for Priya. So that was when I really started disliking her. And then with the give him what he wants or we're done ultimatum in the agreement dissection, at that point I was just like, okay, you need to go. And I didn't like how, you know, she wouldn't, like when they broke up in the good guy fluctuation, how she waited until Leonard screwed up and then she told her thing to try to make it not sound as bad, just like in the season 4 finale when she said, you know, I have this many brothers and sisters, one of them is bound to screw up real bad, and then I'll tell my parents about you. So I didn't really like that either. But she was, I feel like she was a good character. Not so, you know, partly for what she did for the show, and just partly she was pretty well-rounded, and she had, like, consistent characterization. And I did like how the actress said in an interview that it was so much fun playing a character that was, like, universally disliked.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was a nice challenge to try to bring some niceness out.
Yeah, and, like, awesome. She is, like, a character, like, I really wouldn't mind seeing Priya again, so long as it's, like, just, like, in a context related with Raj or something, and, like, they don't try to bring her back as, like, oh, no, shake things up with Leonard and Penny, because I don't think that would make sense at all anyways. But, like, just bringing her back in, like, a completely different context, like, I really wouldn't mind. I think it would be cool to maybe see her again if they had a right story where it would fit in.
Yeah. She would definitely be a good one to see again. And it would make sense if we saw her again just because of her job, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's Priya. And then he really didn't have any other relationships before he got back with Penny again. We did see, like, him go on a couple of dates. And he mentioned to Penny in Love Car that was before Priya.
Yeah.
He'd been with
Four women.
Four women, and he didn't tell any of them that he loved them and he wanted to have their babies. which I don't think if you, like, add it up, we don't have four women within that time frame that we know of, do we?
No, we have Joy and we have Plimpton, if he's counting her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so, you know, time passes. I mean, yeah. There was, like, from the season 3 finale to the season 4 premiere was a 4-month period in their time. So there could have been a couple women he dated then.
Yeah.
And you'll go on a date. Like, you know, Penny considers a date dating, so it doesn't mean he, like, had relationships. He could have just, you know, gone out, got set up, something like that.
Yeah. But that's pretty much the relationships, the main ones that he's had. And then just kind of random, spinning off of, like, seeing Priya again, and then just, like, going back, or with this being, like, Leonard's, talking about Leonard, I would really like to see, like, one of Leonard's siblings eventually, if not both of them. Just because, like, we've seen Raj's, one of his sisters, we've seen Priya. We saw Sheldon's sister, Missy. Like, it would be awesome if we saw either Leonard's brother or sister, just to see more of his family in general and to get, like, an idea of what sort of relationship he might have had with them.
Yeah, because we've seen his mom, only his mom. We've seen Sheldon's mom and sister. We've seen Penny's dad. We've seen Raj's parents, cousin, and sister. We've seen Howard's mom. And we've seen both Bernadette's parents and Amy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fairly even in the family department, but just because we've heard so much about, you know, Leonard's siblings specifically, little details about them, I would like to see them at some point.
Yeah. And, like, I know I've read, like, some fanfic, with Leonard where it kind of went into, like, just, like, characterizations, like, of his siblings, and I've read, I think, a couple where it had it where, like, Leonard actually had, like, a really close relationship with his sister.
Yeah.
And I really liked that, so that's kind of, like, my headcanon until proven otherwise, that he was really close with his sister, at least.
Yeah, though I feel like in 6 years she'd come to visit him once in a while, but she is pretty busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to see that. I feel like there's resentment between him and his brother just because of his angry speech in the pants alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really heard him. I've never really heard him say anything that would suggest he had a bitter relationship with his sister. We just know she's successful, she's married. I don't know if she has kids. I was thinking she had a son, but that's Penny's sister.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I don't know. I can't remember either way.
Do both Leonard and Penny have an older sister and a younger brother?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to add that to my list of things that make me happy. Or we might be assuming the brother's younger, but I know we have for Penny, but we know Leonard's brother is...
I was thinking for some reason, or just with Penny, that we're not positive. I feel like
we don't know for certain, like, we've never been told older or younger, but her sister has a, like, now 16 or 17 year old kid. So I'm certainly hoping she's older than Penny, because that'd be weird. And, the brother, I think just the way she talks about him, like, he's still at home, like, her brother's trial, get him to stop cooking meth, like, to me that's just implied that he's younger.
Yeah. I think,
but we can discuss that when we do Penny.
Yeah. I think just real quick, I was thinking, or, like, we deduced that he was younger partially because her dad had always wanted a boy, so if she was born first,
yeah,
then he would have still been wanting a son at that point. But yeah, so that can be more for Penny whenever we talk about her. Okay, so then to wrap up our episode, we had a couple questions from the comments, which they're about Leonard and Penny, but since this is a Leonard episode, we figured it kind of ties in enough. And then we've still got other questions that we're saving that we will get to. But from Lee, this wasn't really so much a question as just a comment, but Lee said, for Leonard and Penny, I wonder if the time apart will prompt her to ask him to move in with her. I'm very interested to see them in season 7. And then an anonymous asked that, Bernadette's thing about getting married before Howard has left me wondering if Penny will propose to Leonard after some time passes, and she just gets to the point where she's ready to commit like that, or if there will be some defining moment when she realizes, I am ready. What do you girls think?
Okay, well, for the move in with her, that's a theory of mine, but I think it might be a little too soon considering, like, the time that the writers like to spread things out for. Mm-hmm. It's only been half a season since the moving in together didn't work, so it's very possible that Penny could realize while he's gone that she wants to spend more time with him and they could move in together. But another part of me feels like the moving in together will happen in between them being engaged and them being married. I don't know that the hiatus will be used to make them take a step like that, or if they're just laying groundwork for further down the road. I don't know how immediate the reaction's gonna be, but I do think that the hiatus is being used in the long run for that respect.
Yeah, I feel like, I agree that them moving in probably wouldn't be until after they're engaged. And I kind of don't want Leonard to move in with her until after they're engaged. Just because it's like, as much as I love them together and I'm looking forward to, like, once they will, like, be at that point in their relationship, I still love Leonard living with Sheldon so much and just Leonard and Sheldon's relationship, and, like, the back and forth and random scenes and stuff we get to see with them. So, like, we'll all be glad to see, like, when Leonard and Penny move in together. Like, I'll also be really sad that Leonard won't be living with Sheldon anymore.
Well, it's just like when they change the living arrangements in Friends. It will be an end of an era.
Yes. And
so
then,
for the second question there, I have no idea. I was trying to think about this and trying to figure out answers for, like, each option. Like, time passes and she's just ready, or there will be, like, some defining, how they say it, defining moment. Mm-hmm. I feel like if the season finale from this season had happened next year, I would think that she could propose as a direct result to that, either before he leaves or when he comes back. But I feel like the earliest we could get a proposal from her would be next spring. Mm-hmm. Because that would be a full year after their engagement discussion, which is the writers like stretching things out, so I feel like that's a reasonable amount of time. But at the same point, that also puts them in a relationship for 2 years, which I know she was with Kurt for longer than that, but I feel like that may have been, that's been contradicted, because she would have had to have gotten with Kurt when she was, like, 16 or 17, if she really was with him for 4 years. And she said 4 years she lived with him, so she dated him longer than that. So I'm kind of not, you know, taking Kurt's duration of time into consideration here. I think that 2 years at this stage in Penny's life might be enough. But I don't know. I feel like there's going to be something, but it's not going to be something, like, huge. It's not going to be, you know, him leaving and she decides, you know, because could have done that this year. They could have bumped the storyline back. And it's not, you know, it wouldn't be like, oh, he gets a permanent job. Does he go or does she propose and he stays here? I don't think it's going to be anything that dramatic. But I don't think we're going to, like, out of the blue, like in Friends, where all of a sudden Chandler had the ring and Phoebe's like, oh my gosh, you're going to ask her to marry you. Like, I don't think it's going to be as out of the blue as that was. I think that there's going to be something that's going to make Penny realize it. But at the same time, it could also just come up in a conversation with Bernadette and Amy, like in the decoupling fluctuation when Bernadette says, like, do you think you'll ever get married? Like, a conversation like that could come up again, and then they could find out by her reaction that she's, like, planning to or she's been thinking about it. So I don't think it's going to be out of nowhere, but I don't think there's going to be, like, any dramatic big thing a la the Friends series finale or something that's going to make her do it. I think it'll be less than that.
Yeah, I was thinking, I feel like there'll probably be, like, some moment or something that, like, for Penny that she can look at as a defining moment, And maybe, like, as far as, like, as for watching the show, there might be a scenes, or, like, looking back, it can be like, oh, like, I think it was, like, there, like, sort of, maybe that's where things changed. But I think it'll be...
Like we did with the I Love You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking of, that, in, with the hologram, right?
Holographic, that's another excitation. There was three.
There you go.
But yes,
yeah, I think
that,
it'll be more of
scene.
More of a, like, a discussion thing, like, we can look at, like, oh, I think this is where it happened, and, like, explain why, but not necessarily, like, as so much defining in the show, like, hammered in, like, this is where she changed her mind, or this is where it happened, you know?
Yeah, I don't think Big Bang is that dramatic. It tends to be subtle, but in, like, ways that, like, you know, we can logically say, like, okay, this was put in there on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to grasp at straws, but it's not, like, spelled out for us. But time frame for that, again, I don't see it happening before next year, May, potentially February, but I still think that's too early. Unless they decided to do something with they've been dating 2 years and do it in January, but I feel like when Penny proposes, she's going to have to make it somewhat nerdy, and I think anniversary is a little cliche. And also, that's less than a year after they discussed it. So, time passing is going to play a part. Yeah, because their anniversary is January 19th, and they discussed it on February 14th.
Oh, from when they discussed it, I didn't catch what that was.
Oh, yeah. So, that's basically my answer to that. I don't know if you had anything to add or if you've said your piece, but...
I pretty much said my bit and then just agree with basically what you said.
Okay, that's simple.
Yep. So I think that wraps up pretty much the episode for Leonard then. I feel like there's so much more we could discuss just in general on Leonard, but there's also, like, a limit to these things and, yeah.
And we don't want to overwhelm people and then our other ones not be as enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Because mutual favorite characters, so, you know.
Yeah, so, but if you guys have any, like, I don't know, follow-up questions on Leonard or things you do end up wanting us to discuss, like, you can still send in your questions and we'll find time to talk about it at some point. We can always find time to talk about Leonard.
That time just makes itself.
Yes. So, okay, one last random note on Leonard. I want a date for Leonard's Day, and I feel like this might have come up at some point in another episode. I don't know.
I think we have, but yes, I want one too. Don't some of the Big Bang calendars now, like, have that? Like, I feel like the most recent one, I feel like one day listed Leonard's Day, or they said Leonard's Day was just his birthday. I don't know.
I feel like we were hoping that the calendar might have Leonard's Day.
Maybe that's just wishful thinking.
Yeah. Okay, but, and do we want to go ahead and do the random thing now to figure out who we'll talk about in a couple of weeks?
I think we should do that after our season 3 discussion.
Okay.
Just, like, for the next week, this is who we'll talk about.
Okay, we'll hold off on that then. So, yeah, this was our Leonard episode, and next week we will be talking about Season 3. So, like we've done for 1 and 2, picking our top 5 episodes and going back and forth and discussing those.
Yes. Oh, and final note on Leonard. He is the self-proclaimed king of foreplay and of the nerds.
Yes.
Which I agree with. That can be argued on the nerds. I would have no idea on the other one, but... You know, with Penny saying she's queen of nerds, I like him as king of nerds.
Yes. I want to see him in a crown now, just random. I'm, like, picturing him in, like, a double crown because of those two.
We'll get someone to Photoshop it for us. Wait, isn't
don't,
there a
We have
a
it
picture?
Photoshopped, don't we?
We do. Oh, my gosh. Yes, thread. We do. Okay, we'll link to that if anybody's curious.
Yeah, so, okay, That's our Leonard episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Leave us comments at thebigbangbuzz.com or podcast@thebigbangbuzz.com. or tweet us at the Big Bang Buzz with 3 Z's. And yeah, we can get your questions or comments through any of those ways, and then we can answer them on the show. So thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.